USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
As the G7 summit closed on Sunday, British Prime Minister Boris Johnson announced that the seven nations had agreed to donate 1 billion doses of COVID vaccine to the rest of the world. In a statement, Johnson said those doses would be distributed either directly or through the UN's COVAX program. He announced earlier this week that the UK would donate 100 million doses over the next year, along with President Biden's announcement that the U.S. would be donating 500 million doses starting this August. And four states have become the first to end federal unemployment benefits for their residents. Alaska, Iowa, Missouri, and Mississippi ended the expanded federal assistance for nearly 340,000 workers in their states. More than half of states have announced plans to wrap up the federal assistance. The program, which provides an extra $300 a week federally, has been extended through September. The governors of those states argue that as their economies reopen, the extra benefits are no longer needed and could be keeping some from seeking employment. You're listening to USA Radio News.
My feet hurt. So when Mike Lindell told me about his new My Slipper, I just had to try it. It's more than a bedroom slipper. It's an indoor-outdoor slipper with a three-tier cushioning system that combines two layers of foam with a patented impact gel to keep you from wanting to ever take them off. I love them. They're comfortable, beautifully finished with leather suede, faux fur linings, and an indoor-outdoor sole. And Mike guarantees this will be the most comfortable slipper you'll ever own, or you'll get your money back. 60-day money-back guarantee, one-year warranty, and you can save 40% when you go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Mention USA Radio when you get to give them the promo code USA, and they will take good care of you. Save 60% on just about anything on the MyPillow website when you use my promo code USA. MyPillow.com, my slippers.
The average price of regular grade gasoline rose 2 cents to $3.13 per gallon over the last 3 weeks. John Clements reports.
The price did reflect an increase of 95 cents higher than this time last year. But according to industry analyst Trilby Lundberg, the spring demand rush has yet to commence.
The spring demand rush, as we might normally call it, simply did not materialize so far because of price, because of general inflation, and because the work commute is still grossly reduced.
The highest average price across the nation is the San Francisco Bay Area at $4.31 a gallon, compared to Baton Rouge at $2.60. From the USA Radio News Texas Bureau, I'm John Clemens.
And one of the victims of Saturday's mass shooting in Austin, Texas, has died of his wounds. Austin police say the 25-year-old man died around noon on Sunday. He was one of 14 people shot early Saturday morning at a popular downtown bar district in the city. This is USA Radio News.
Look, bud, I said your money or your life. I'm thinking it over.
The Great Gildersleeve.
Yeah.
The new Edgar Bergen Hour with Charlie McCarthy.
Now, if you say help me, I'll mow you down.
3 hours a day, 7 days a week of the greatest radio shows of all time, Classic Radio Theater, available on many of these radio stations or available on demand anytime at any podcast app by searching USA Classic Radio Theater. USA Classic Radio Theater.
The Delta variant of the coronavirus currently accounts for about 10% of the COVID infections in the U.S., something that Dr. Scott Gottlieb says is likely to go up. The former FDA commissioner tells CBS's Face the Nation that he expects it to become the dominant variant in the country and even possibly cause a spike in cases in the fall.
So this is more contagious. It appears that people who get this virus have higher viral loads, and they have those viral loads for longer periods of time, so they shed more virus. Right now in the United States, it's about 10% of infections. It's doubling every 2 weeks, so it's probably going to become the dominant strain here in the United States. That doesn't mean that we're going to see a sharp uptick in infections, but it does mean that this is going to take over, and I think the risk is really to the fall that this could spike a new epidemic heading into the fall. The vaccines seem to be effective. The mRNA vaccine seems to be highly effective. Two doses of that vaccine against this variant. The viral vector vaccines from J&J and AstraZeneca also appear to be effective, about 60% effective. The mRNA vaccines are about 88% effective. So we have the tools to control this and defeat it. We just need to use those tools.
And actor Ned Beatty has died. Best known for his roles in the movies Deliverance and Network, Beatty's career spanned more than 150 films and television shows. He was Lex Luthor's henchman Otis in two Superman movies and was nominated for a Best Supporting Actor Oscar for his role in Network. According to his manager, Beatty passed away Sunday at his Los Angeles home, surrounded by loved ones. Ned Beatty was 83. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.